BBC News with Danielle Jaworowiecka. One of the world's greatest footballers, Diego Maradona, has died aged 60. The Argentine superstar is understood to have suffered a heart attack at his home. Maradona had long struggled with substance abuse and ill health, but said playing football always gave him great joy and was like touching the sky with your hands. Argentina has declared 3 days of mourning. One of Maradona's former clubs, Napoli, said his death was a devastating blow. Brazil's football legend Pelé said he felt sure that one day they would both kick a ball together up in the sky. The US president-elect Joe Biden has called on Americans to redouble their efforts against coronavirus. Speaking on the eve of Thanksgiving, he urged people to remember that they were at war with the virus, not with each other. Figures from Johns Hopkins University in the United States show that more than 60 million cases of coronavirus have been detected worldwide. At least 1,415,000 people have died. Iranian television has announced the release of a British-Australian academic, Kylie Moore Gilbert, who spent 2 years in detention on spying charges. It says she was freed as a swap for 3 Iranians jailed abroad. A British Foreign Office minister has resigned after the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak, announced a cut in overseas aid. The minister, Baroness Sugg, called the decision fundamentally wrong. The Archbishop of Canterbury called it shameful. Cyclone Niwar has made landfall on the Indian state of Tamil Nadu with torrential downpours in coastal areas. It's bringing winds of up to 120 kilometres an hour. BBC News.